Oh, namaste. We have been discussing 10 principles of last ISMAS last Sunday. After a quick review, we will move on, and I want to complete this discussion in this hour. These 10 principles they can come in one page of the book. Just like in our Havan book, it appears, and it is also written on the either sides of the hall. Maharishi Dayananda wrote by his own hand in the Hindi version. So that is why that is the authentic version, and I use that in my discussion. I am very excited with it because I see it as one page constitution for the entire humanity. It is enough to guide the whole mankind, and in that spirit we are looking at it. As I said, we are discussing based on the Hindi version. We looked at the number one, principle number one, sab satya vidya aur jo padarth vidya se jane jate hain un sab ka adi mool parmeshwar hai. Vidya is the knowledge which is there in the universe. Here we notice that Paramatma has the knowledge, and that is according to the knowledge he has created the universe. So that is why the mention, Satya Vidya has been mentioned before the Padarth. So according to his knowledge, while in our life it is slightly different. Things are already existing and we try to gather knowledge about those things. But with Paramatma it is slightly different. He already has the knowledge, and according to his knowledge, he has created the things as it exists. That is what is mentioned here. We gain knowledge of things that already exist in universe, but Parameshwar creates things based on the knowledge he has. And I see this statement has a basis from Patanjali Yog Darshan, what Patanjali has mentioned. Tatya niratishayam sarvajnyatva bijam. As if Paramatma is all-knowing, sarvajya. But this is not that he has gained knowledge from the universe. This is within him in the form of the seed. And according to the knowledge he has created. So Maharishi Dayananda's statement is very much in accordance with this statement. I will digress slightly just for a minute or so, because for knowledge in our vocabulary we have two words. Like you saw here, it was Satya Vidya. Vidya is also the word for the knowledge, and here there is a word called Sarvajna, Jnan, what people pronounce it in a different manner also. So we are familiar with these two words for knowledge, Vidya as well as Jnan. While in English we say it is knowledge. But there is a difference. When we say Vidya, it corresponds to the knowledge that exists in the universe, in the surrounding, isn't it? What is Vidyaman is related, corresponding to the Vidya. And why do we say Jnan? Jnan is when I have acquired the knowledge, that is my knowledge, Jnan. So these are two terms, Vidya, Jnan, both means knowledge. Knowledge is existing, we discover it one day, and once I have understood it and have gained it, this is my jnan, isn't it? So Vidya and jnan both are used concurrently, but there is a slight difference. And I said I was very excited with Maharishi Dayananda's principle number one, because it puts in a very compact form, just in few words, what Maharishi Badarayana has put in his four statements of Brahma Sutra, also called as Vedanta Darshan. Athato Brahma Jijyasa. Now we discuss about that entity called Brahma. Then he says, in the universe, what happens? Janmadhyas yata. Things come, take birth, stay here for a while, and then they disappear. You know, all these transformations are, who is causing all these transformations? That is Brahma. Then he says, Shastra Yonitvat, all those events that are taking place in the world have a sequence, and there is a knowledge corresponding to that, that is in the Vedas, and that Vedas has helped us create the voluminous library of knowledge. So that Shastra Yonitva, that Vedas have also originated from that same entity, and there is one-to-one correspondence, Tattu Samanvayat, between the knowledge that we see in the Vedas and what the events we see in the world. That is why we say the universe as well as the Vedas have originated from the same being, namely that supreme being called Brahma. And that is what Maharishi Dayananda has beautifully put in one small sentence, Sab Satya Vidya, or jo bhi padarth hai, that corresponds to that Vidya, un dono cheezon ka, Vidya ka bhi aur padarthon ka bhi, Adi Mool Parmeshwar hai. Ye Maharishi Dayananda ka very fantastic statement. Ishwar Sachidanand Swarup, is par bhi humne kafi charcha kar li thi, thoda maine bataya ki Sachidanand Swarup kisko kehte hain, jo gun aur guni ki baatein. Swarup is very inherent characteristic of something. Other things are its adjectives. So we have looked at all this. Then I was in the midst of this third principle. Ved sab satya vidyaon ka pustak hai. Ved ka padhna padhana aur sunana sunana sab aayon ka param dharm hai. I was trying to go to very basic, that because this is where it is the bone of contention slightly. Many people may not accept it that Vedas are the revealed word of the Paramatma. So that is where we ought to devote some time. So I was trying to say it is so basic for all the Prani Matra, for all the living beings, we have the eyes, but these eyes would have no meaning if there was no sunlight, isn't it? So this is a dipole. Paramatma sends us into this world. Before we open our eyes, there is sun in the universe. Otherwise, we will be all blind. So this is a dipole. One is dependent on another, and if both are functioning well, then only things make sense. This is true. The first line is relevant to human beings as well as all other species. But human beings are uniquely different, and that is the strength of the Vedic philosophy. It is not just that we have evolved from other species and we are like others. We are uniquely different in the sense that we have a discriminatory faculty, our intellectual faculty. Of course, they also have knowledge, but they have knowledge, instinctive knowledge. They are born with that knowledge embedded in their mind. We are not born much with instinctive knowledge. Our instinctive knowledge is very small, survival instinct and a few more instincts. Otherwise, we have a very good faculty, very good powerful tool called buddhi, sat asat vivekvati buddhi. How is buddhi defined? The one that discriminates between sat and asat, the right and wrong, good and bad, pap and punya, etc. All these dualities we are always confronted with. So every human being, every moment, is weighing all the options and trying to select the most viable, most appropriate option. So how do we do it? Intellectual thinking process. So we have a powerful tool, intellect. If you look at, these are called my inner eyes. For my outer eyes, there is a sun to guide me. For my inner eyes, I need some inner light. And that's what the Vedas are. So it is so basic that first human being, as soon as he or she appears on the earth, we have to have the light of the Veda. Then I was trying to go more practical aspect. Even the simple knowledge, we take it for granted. The fact that I am speaking, I am able to excite my vocal system, my vocal cord, we take it granted. But there are some unfortunate people who are not able to speak out, isn't it? So then we discussed briefly here, if there is a child who never hears a word, If a child doesn't hear a human sound, he will never be able to reproduce that human sound. So hearing is so important so that I can reproduce and speak out. This is so important. And how did all this begin? Of course, I learned to speak from my mother. That's why we say mother tongue, isn't it? She learned from her mother. If you go on to this chain, finally the question arises, how did the first human being learn to speak out that phonetics, that human sound, aku visajniya kanta, right from the throat up to the lip sound, papa baba ma. All these sounds, which are wonderful in our Devanagari script, which he produces, takes care of all the strength of the human vocal system. All this has originated because the first human being heard these sounds from his inner ears. Then he started speaking out, Agni Mire Purohitam. That's what the Vedas are. They have to be there, otherwise all the human beings in the world would have remained dumb. The word Veda is derived from the root with, for knowledge. We have to start with, because we have an intellectual faculty, we have to start with a starting bank of knowledge, otherwise things don't get going, isn't it? I am happy because my mother and father, then teachers, they gave me some necessary knowledge. Otherwise, I would have been void of knowledge. So the first human being also has to start with a formal book of knowledge, and that's what, when I say book, I don't mean book like this, I mean the set of words. So this is word, the Agni Mire Purohitam, including Gayatri Mantra, including so many mantras that we have recited in the Havan. And also, very first knowledge we need is that of language. Very first knowledge a child picks up, even if no child has gone to school, college, every child knows his mother's language, is it not? That is so basic, that mother tongue. So I ask, we all need to ask, what was the mother tongue of the first human being? First set of human beings, their mother tongue was the knowledge of the Vedas, the word, the language of the Vedas. And indeed, the word Ved is derived from the root Vid, like we discussed the word Vidya. So that is what it is, knowledge. Don't take it as, nowadays it is very much common to many people say, we also have a so-called holy book, and this is also a revealed word. All that is unacceptable, because the first book has to come right in the beginning, and it has to consist of the language of that particular knowledge. If that language is already functioning, if Sanskrit is already there, prevalent, and somebody gives an Updesh in Gita, in Sanskrit, then that book cannot be treated as revealed word of Paramatma, because the Sanskrit language was already prevalent. If Hebrew or some other language is already existing, and somebody says there is a book of Updesh in that language, that is not admissible, because the language of Hebrew is already there, Arabic. You take any language, the book, the first book, has to have the knowledge of that language also. Talking about knowledge, the universe consists of two primary entities, so-called matter and space. The things that don't have consciousness, like this table is. And there are things which are conscious beings, animals, birds, even microorganisms. They are sentient as well as non-sentient things. Naturally, the knowledge, the first knowledge, if it is coming from Satyavidya, ka adimul parameshwar hai, if he is the giver of the knowledge, he will give me the knowledge of both the kinds, spiritual knowledge as well as material knowledge. And that is what is the story about the Vedas. They contain knowledge of both matter and space. But this is where we ought to understand there is a distinction. When it comes to spiritual knowledge, we know it. As we humankind has progressed, we have devised new and new gadgets, new and new scientific understanding, isn't it? But all that is pertaining to matter. theory of gravitation, light, optics, all kinds of scientific investigations have been generated, and based on that, technological advancement, all that is to make our life comfortable, beautiful, easy, all that is there, but all this is based on material science. All this is based on material science. This is knowledge pertaining to matter. On the other hand, there is knowledge pertaining to space, like Gayatri Mantra. What is it saying? That there is a Paramatma who is Bhu, who sent me into this world, Bhuva, who wants me to go away from pain and suffering. Swa, if I desire, I can be in a highest level of Ananda. Swa. Because he is a reservoir of Bhu, Bhuva, Swa. I want to be with him. How do I go to him? It's not difficult to see him. If you close your eyes, you will see that light. That light is called Bhaga. So, Gayatri Mantra has some meaning. This is spiritual knowledge. Now, what we are saying is, the Vedas contain both spiritual knowledge as well as material science, but spiritual knowledge is at the highest form. No human being can ever upgrade the spiritual knowledge of the Vedas. But the knowledge about material science in the Vedas is very much in the bare seed form. So that as human beings, we have a challenge to discover more and more new things about the material world and improve our quality of life, but not foregoing the spiritual ideas that are already gifted to us by the Vedas. But what has happened? We have developed quite a bit materially, but spiritually we have degraded. That is what is the job of I Samaj, to taking care that spiritually I remain a developed being. And this is also very important. If a thing is left just like that, even a material thing, if you build a new house, you lock it and go for a vacation, come back 6 months later, the house has degraded slightly. Is it not? The walls will get slightly defaced. Something, some more dust here and there. It has not improved since you left it. So this is second law of thermodynamics or whatever you call it. Even in material world, if anything is left alone, it doesn't improve, it degrades with time. And that is much more alarming and much more challenging in human life. If a human being is not taught correct knowledge, a human being is likely to degrade spiritually. There is nobody in this hall or in this world who will say, I am more honest than I was when I was 2 years old. Is it not? As a child, everybody was 100% honest, truthful. But that truthfulness, our honesty has degraded with time. So this is what is, we tend to degrade spiritually, and that is what is the challenge, and that is where Vedas guide us, and that is what I Samaj tends to do it. We are sitting in America, somebody can say, I have no idea what Vedas are. There are millions of Americans, they will say, I have not even heard this word, what is Veda? He's right. He has not heard it. So the question arises, if Vedas were so important, if it was given to the first generation of human beings, and whose job was to pass it on to the next, to next, and next, but with time what has happened, it has narrowed down. Very few human beings are aware of it. Even in India, there are some families dedicated to it. They are called as Ved Pathi. Right from the childhood, the child is doing nothing. Of course, the daily other activities, but his primary activity is to recite the Ved Mantra. I have myself met people who have the entire Rig Ved, entire Yajur Ved, Sam Ved, Atharva Ved in his mind. If I say a word, he will start reciting the entire mantra and the following mantra. and you will be surprised. Just to keep this tradition, our ancestors devised 11, 12 kinds of part, pada part, ghana part. They are so complicated, just to ensure that every Ved month there is absolutely no way it can get corrupted. Very complicated recitation. They have done it just to preserve it. But what I am saying is only a segment of society is aware of it. A large number of people, say in America or other countries, they will say, I have no idea what the Vedas are. How to answer them? If Vedas were so important, but they have not been preserved for the benefit of entire 7 billion people, and still they are leading a reasonably good life, the American will say, I am leading a good life, maybe even better than Indians, because Indians want to come to America, and not that Americans want to go to India. If that is the scenario, what is our response to it? We have to be very careful. So we say that, yes, today there has been some Yajman family. There were parents, children and grandchildren. Let's look at this story. We can all imagine the scenario. Say my grandfather, he has a set of books. He is on his deathbed. He calls me. I am his grandson. He gives me this book. He says, this is very, very important. This has the legacy of all my ancestors. It contains very important message for me. And what is my job? My first priority of life should be to preserve it. Very simple. Nothing is ambiguous here. It is quite nothing hypothetical. A grandfather about to die gives a book to his grandson and says, my job is to preserve it. I am very obedient. I take that book. And what do? I lock it up in a safe so that even if there is a flood, there is fire, that book will be preserved. I am quite obedient to my grandfather. Then again I am dying one day. I call my grandson and again give that book. He also does it. That's what has happened in India. Generation after generation, they preserved the word, but they did not open the book and read it and get the meaning of it. That was the downfall of Indian civilization 5,000 years ago. I say, we are so fortunate. We know this man, Maharishi Dayananda. He has unlocked that safe. He has brought out that book and also empowered us. I am from engineering background. But I still have the idea to read and make sense out of some of the mantras. Not all mantras, but many of them. The credit goes to this man, Maharishi Dayananda, isn't it? So that is why we are so fortunate, we know him. So I was talking about how to apply to that in America. I will say, yes, we have preserved it, but we forgot to open the book. Now we all should open the book, read it and make sense out of it. But Paramatma's design is not faulty. He knows it. He knows it that future generations may become lazy, may get away from the book. He has other ways, other means to transmit knowledge. Therefore, no human being can complain that I am from the Veda. Now here the meaning of the Veda is very wide. Any knowledge that I can gather, any Satya Vidya, which is originating from Paramatma, if I can pick it up, if I can acquire, that is coming from Paramatma. So Paramatma is all-knowing. Paramatma's design cannot be faulty. So what did he do? Besides giving that book, those words to the first generation, and making him aware that this is so important, you must pass it on to the future generation. And of course, for millions of years they did it. They did it, and if you know the body of literature, Ved and Vedang, when I have an opportunity, I will tell you what laborious effort they have made. It is fantastic. We all have to be proud of this civilization, Vedic civilization. But in spite of all this, in addition to all that, look at Paramatma's design. Every human being can always acquire knowledge from the nature, the surroundings. And of course, there is what I spoke about, that instinctive knowledge. Every one of us gets that instinctive knowledge. A young woman becomes a mother. She has all the motherly instinct. Even if she goes to no school, no college, she knows how to love her child and how to take care. Within overnight, she has got what is called motherly instinct. This is that Paramatma's gift. Every woman may not be a good woman, but every mother is a wonderful mother. Every father. So this is his direct way of transmission of knowledge. And then we say something like inner voice, conscience. Maharishi Dayananda writes in Satyat Prakash, 6th or 7th chapter, Jab bhi hum koi galat kaam karne lagte hain, to man mein shanka, bhay aur lajja utpann. As if he is warning us. This is direct communication. If you have some stupid idea, some harmful thing, something is warning you inside. That is direct communication. And then, of course, like we did that meditation in the beginning, that's why we say talk so much about meditation. Deep in meditation, sometimes you have a flash of new ideas. Like Newton had about gravitational force. Everybody is seeing that apple's falling. But he was relaxing. His mind was blank. Suddenly he gets a flash. That is Paramatma's gift. Direct transmission of sampajjaya samadhi. No human being can complain that I am deprived of Paramatma's knowledge. Paramatma is already always blessing you with the true knowledge. I will move forward in next 10-15 minutes. I have to cover the entire topic. Satya ke grahan karne aur satya ke chhodne mein sarvada udyat rehna chahiye. If you want to describe this man's life, Maharishi Dayananda, this is about satya ki khoj. He left his home 22 years, but I don't want to go into his life story now. He is after satya and satya. Starting with sab satya vidya, sachidananda, he comes back to this satya ke grahan karne aur satya ke chhodne mein. Even if you are empowered with Vedas, once you move out of in the world, you are always confronted with satya and asatya. So he says, it is difficult, it may be challenging, satya ka rasta bahut kathin. But he says, hamesha go after the truth only and never. And be always willing, if you come to know this is wrong, this is unfounded, you just renounce it. And that's what his life is. Once he realized that 14-year boy, this is not Sachcha Shiv, he had so much Shraddha. Others were sleeping, he was awake. Even grown-up people were sleeping. And he remained hungry, though that young age you are, the boy wants to eat food. But once his father said, nahin, ye Sachcha Shiv to Kailash mein hai. He just, so much love for truth and that much of power to get away from what is untruth. So that's what he is telling us. Satya ke grahan karne aur satya ke chhodne mein sarvada udyatan. Now the fifth one is sab kaam dharmanusar, arthat, phir se satya aa gaya. Dekhiye. उसकी शैली ही विचित्र है. वो कह रहे हैं सब काम धर्मानुसार. अब धर्म पर छोड़ देते तो धर्म के माने किसने क्या क्या धर्म है. हरिद्वार में जाना धर्म है, काबा में जाना धर्म है, धर्म के नाम पर तो क्या क्या हुआ है. इसमें तुरंत नो मिसअंडरस्टैंडिंग, नो एम्बिग्युटी. धर्म क्या है? सत्य के न ही सत्यात् परो धर्म. ये मनु ने कहा, सत्य के परे कोई धर्म नहीं है. सत्यमेव जयते, इवन गवर्नमेंट ऑफ इंडिया इज इंस्पायर्ड बाय दैट। उन्होंने कहा सब काम धर्मानुसार, यानी जो सत्य के रास्ते पर है वही काम है। आई एम हियर saying to, because this word has lot of confusion, dharm, or aajkal to dharm bhi bahut ho gaye hain, so I have to talk deeply about this word. I will go to the basics. Paramatma is dharma aaj. Satyat Prakash first chapter, 100+ names of Paramatma, one is dharma aaj. Because he has designed the things, vastu swabhavo hi dharma. जो वस्तु का स्वभाव है वो उसका धर्म है। अग्नि, फायर विल गो अपवर्ड, गिव हीट एंड लाइट, दैट इज अग्नि धर्म। वेयरएवर देयर इज अग्नि, दैट विल बी एग्जिबिटिंग दैट धर्म। कोई भी चीज अपने धर्म से अलग हो ही नहीं सकती, बिकॉज परमात्मा हैज एम्बेडेड लाइक दैट, एवरीथिंग हैज टू बिहेव अकॉर्डिंग टू इट्स कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स। और वहीं उसने एक अजीब का काम किया, दैट्स हाउ वी आर डिफरेंट फ्रॉम ऑल द इनफाइनाइट थिंग्स इन द वर्ल्ड, दैट ए ह्यूमन बीइंग, इवन इफ आई नो माय धर्म, आई कैन डिविएट फ्रॉम इट। देयर इज नो एनिमल, नो बर्ड, नो थिंग इन द वर्ल्ड विच कैन एवर डिविएट फ्रॉम इट्स धर्म, बट ए ह्यूमन बीइंग कैन डिविएट, दैट्स आवर पावर। Why does he do it? He wants to test us. If you are not given freedom, how can you be judged? You are a good or bad man? किसी के अच्छे और बुरे की पहचान क्या है? जब उसको कुछ freedom हो। जब एक यहां बटुआ पड़ा है, now you have a freedom, ये बटुआ इसके मालिक को भी दे सकते हैं, अपनी जेब में भी डाल सकते हैं। If you have a freedom, then only you will be tested, are you honest or dishonest, is it not? Hamara dharm hai ki ye batua jiske malik ke ghar mein pahuncha jaye. Lekin we have the freedom, I can deviate from. Because of that freedom, now I will be judged whether I am a good human being or bad. Yadi ye sab nahi hota, sat asat, ये शुरू से ही चला गया ना, डिस्क्रिमिनेटिव फैकल्टी, उनकी इंस्टिंक्ट है, हमारे पास इंटेलेक्ट है, वहीं से कहानी अलग हो जाती है, वी आर डिफरेंट फ्रॉम अदर्स। पर इसका मतलब ये नहीं है हमारा धर्म नहीं है, हमारा भी एक धर्म है, वो मानव धर्म, और हर मनुष्य जानता है, क्योंकि अंदर से कोई बताने वाला है, कोई भी नहीं कह सकता मुझे मेरा धर्म नहीं मालूम। लेकिन फिर मेरे पास स्वतंत्रता भी है, इफ आई वांट आई कैन डिविएट फ्रॉम इट और फॉलो इट। इसीलिए हमारे लिए एक शब्द आ गया कर्म। ये कर्म शब्द बड़ा टेक्निकल टर्म है। कर्म इज व्हाट आई हैव फाइनली एग्जीक्यूटेड, आइडियली इट शुड टैली विद माय धर्म, बट इन केस ऑफ ह्यूमन बीइंग्स ए कर्म मे टैली और मे नॉट टैली विद, because in exercise of my freedom, and then I am accountable to that Paramatma who gave me the freedom, and that accountability is called law of karma. So all this is valid and meaningful only for the human society. There is no law of karma for cows and lions and tigers. They are supposed to do what they do. So this is all the ball game of the entire Vedic philosophy. And he has beautifully put it. For my last 5 minutes, I want to devote on that big picture. मैं तो श्रद्धा से इसके पीछे वो हो जाता हूँ, ये कैसा आदमी था, इसने ये एक पेज में कैसे कैसे क्या क्या लिख दिया। So humans are karm yoni, all others are bhog yoni. वे भी खाते पीते हैं, पर ये कर्म शब्द टेक्निकल टर्म है, जो मैं सोच समझ कर फाइनली मैं करता हूँ, and then I am responsible for it. अब वो कहते हैं संसार का उपकार करना, इस अब वो समाज की बात, अभी तक थी एक इंडिविजुअल की बात, गाइडलाइंस फॉर एन इंडिविजुअल ह्यूमन बींग, अब 10-5 लोग इकट्ठे हुए, देवजी ने हमें फिल्म दिखाई थी लास्ट अभी 4-6 महीने, 5-6 लोग कैसे यहाँ इकट्ठे हुए, तो उन्होंने कहा हमें आयुष्मा ह्यूस्टन खोलना चाहिए। तो जब समाज बन रहा है तब इन्होंने एक गाइडलाइन दी, क्या दयानंद ने, किस लिए आप समाज बना रहे हो, क्यों इकट्ठे हुए, संसार का उपकार, क्या आदमी है बताइए, संसार का उपकार करना इस समाज का मुख्य उद्देश्य। संसार में सब आ गए, मनुष्य पशु पक्षी एनवायरमेंट सब कुछ आ गया, इसका उपकार करना इस समाज का मुख्य उद्देश्य। यहां रुक जाते लेकिन रुके थे, कोई मिसअंडरस्टैंडिंग नहीं है, अर्थात अब आप लोग कैसे करोगे संसार का उपकार करना, इसकी भी गाइडलाइन दे दी, पहले अपने शरीर की उन्नति करो, यदि आपका स्वास्थ्य ठीक नहीं है, आप थोड़े थोड़े दिनों के बाद बिस्तर पर गिर जाते हो तो अच्छी बात है, शारीरिक उन्नति फर्स्ट, लेकिन उसके बाद आत्मिक उन्नति। अब बहुत से लोग बोलेंगे वी आर बॉडी माइंड एंड सोल, हमारी इंटेलेक्चुअल उन्नति का क्यों नहीं कहा। देखिए वी आर ऑल बॉर्न विथ सम IQ, वी कैन चेंज ये माइनर एंड देयर, ये एंड देयर। असली मनुष्य की पहचान है, अभी जो कर्म की बात हुई, आपके आत्मा में कितना बल है कि मुझे मेरा धर्म मालूम है और मैं धर्म पर ही चलूंगा, पैसे का लालच, इसका लालच, ये पद, ये पचानो, बहुत सारी पोजीशन, बीसियों टेम्पटेशंस होते हैं इस दुनिया में। ओनली इफ यू आर स्पिरिचुअली डेवलप्ड यू कैन बी अबव ऑल दीज पैरामीटर्स। यदि आपकी आत्मिक उन्नति नहीं हुई है आप आयुष्मान का कोई भला काम नहीं कर पाओगे, आप उल्टा सीधा कबाड़ा कर दोगे। तो उन्होंने क्या कहा, पहले अपने शरीर की उन्नति करो, अपने स्पिरिचुअली थोड़ा डेवलप्ड हो, इसीलिए यही एक आयुष्मान है जहां मैंने देखा मेडिटेशन होता है, नहीं तो कहा है संध्या के नाम पर मंत्र बोल के चले जाते। ये आयुष्मान ह्यूस्टन है, मेरी जानकारी में दुनिया में और कोई आयुष्मान नहीं है जहां मेडिटेशन सिखाया जाता। संध्या सम्यक पूर्वक ध्यान, उससे क्या होगी आपकी स्पिरिचुअल डेवलपमेंट। व्हेन एवरी इंडिविजुअल इज फिजिकली एंड स्पिरिचुअली डेवलप देन यू कैन थिंक ऑफ सामाजिक उन्नति, नहीं तो क्या है बातें ही बातें हो जाए। अब जब हम सब इकट्ठे हो गए हैं, हमने बोल दिया हाँ जी हम संसार का उपकार करेंगे, तो आपस में आपका इंटरेक्शन कैसा होगा, लड़ाई झगड़ा नहीं होना चाहिए, एक दूसरे को गलत दृष्टि से नहीं दे। तब अब उन्होंने क्या कहा, सबसे प्रीतिपूर्वक और आपस में कैसे व्यवहार करना जैसे एक फैमिली में, और यह आयुष्मान वास्तव में ऐसी है, मैंने देखा व्हेन दे गेट टुगेदर इट जस्ट लुक लाइक ए फैमिली, फैमिली में एक दूसरे से विद लव प्रीतिपूर्वक पहले आया, अंडरलाइंग फोर्स शुड बी लव इन गिविंग, जैसे मां का प्यार है, वो नो बड़ी कैन एज ए क्वेश्चन अबाउट, उस तरह से प्रीतिपूर्वक फिर धर्मानुसार, अंदर का भाव क्या है प्रीतिपूर्वक, काम क्या करना धर्म के अनुसार, और जब एक दूसरे से इंटरेक्शन है यथा योग्य, छोटे को जया अधिक महत्व देना, कोई विकलांग है उसको ध्यान देना, महिलाएं हैं, कोई बच्चा छोटा है उसको बैठने की जगह अलग बनाना, सबसे यथा योग्य, कोई व्हील चेयर वाला है उसके लिए सोचना, और सबसे अच्छी तरह से वो ऐसे ना सबसे प्रीतिपूर्वक धर्मानुसार यथा, ये हो गया हमारे आपस का इंटरेक्शन। अब काम क्या करना, आयुष्मान ह्यूस्टन तो बन गया, सब बहुत अच्छे लोग आ गए, शारीरिक उन्नति है, आत्मिक उन्नति भी करते हैं, आपस का व्यवहार भी बहुत अच्छा है, लेकिन प्रोजेक्ट क्या है। उन्होंने आयुष्मान को कहा संसार ने जो अविद्या का नाश और विद्या की, सबसे बड़ा दुश्मन मनुष्य का क्या है अविद्या। आयुष्मान ने स्कूल भी खोला, संस्कृति स्कूल भी खोला, ये भी हमारे आयुष्मान को आप वैसे माथा टेकने वाला मंदिर मत समझिए, दिस इज सेल्फ इज ए लर्निंग सेंटर, अविद्या का नाश और विद्या की वृद्धि करनी। यहां भी मैंने एक दो स्लाइड रखी है, थोड़ा समय ले रहा हूं आपका। अविद्या को इंग्लिश में हम ट्रांसलेट कर देते हैं इग्नोरेंस, इसको भी समझना होगा, अविद्या भी दो तरह की है, छोटा बच्चा है, छोटे छोटे बच्चे बैठे हैं, उधर भी बहुत सारे हैं, दे आर वॉइड ऑफ नॉलेज, दे हैव पावरफुल इंटेलेक्ट, उनका बहुत इंजन बहुत अच्छा है लेकिन इंजन में फ्यूल नहीं है अभी. सो वी सेंड देम, वी हैव ए लेबोरेट मैकेनिज्म ऑफ एजुकेशन कि बच्चा नॉलेज गेन करेगा. तो एक इग्नोरेंस है, लैक ऑफ नॉलेज, उसके लिए सारी दुनिया ने में बहुत इंतजाम है, हमने भी किए हुए हैं. लेकिन सबसे खतरनाक चीज है रॉन्ग नॉलेज. अभी हमारे पिछले युवा इस युवा के बीच में यहाँ एक नए प्रेसिडेंट आ गए, उन्होंने बोला रेडिकल इस्लामिक तहरीर का खात्मा कर देना. आप जानते हैं एक सुसाइड बॉम्बर है, क्या अजीब आदमी है, बट ही इज इंस्पायर्ड बाय रॉन्ग नॉलेज. उसके अंदर लैक ऑफ नॉलेज नहीं है, रॉन्ग नॉलेज. उसको किसी ने बता दिया है कि जिनको तुम जानते भी नहीं हो, कोई एनमिटी भी नहीं है, बाजार में जाओ जो भी है 40-50 लोगों को मार डालो और तुम्हें वहां स्वर्ग में पहुंच जाओगे और वहां ये मिलेगा. ये एक अजीब सा रॉन्ग नॉलेज किसी ने उसको, और उसको सच में मान लेता है जिसको जानता भी नहीं उनको, और उस प्रक्रिया में अपनी जान देने को भी तैयार है. ऐसे ऐसे लोग हैं बताइए. तो ये है अविद्या के इतने भयानक रूप. इस सब चीज को, आर्य समाज को नष्ट करना है, बहुत बड़ा काम है. महर्षि दयानंद ने बताया अविद्या का नाश और विद्या की वृद्धि. प्रत्येक को अपनी, अब जब हम साथ मिलकर चलते हैं तो खिंचातानी बहुत होती है, हिंदुस्तानियों में तो बहुत ज्यादा. वो आगे बढ़ गया मुझसे, ये हो गया. तो महर्षि दयानंद ने कहा जैसे एक परिवार में छोटा भाई आगे बढ़ा तो बड़े भाई को ईर्ष्या नहीं होनी चाहिए. माता पिता को तो कदापि नहीं होती. संस्कृत में तो एक कहावत है, एक पिता को तब ज्यादा खुशी होती है जब बेटा पिता से आगे चला. वो भावना ये परिवार में भी आनी चाहिए. कोई एक व्यक्ति आगे बढ़ा बिजनेस में, कोई दान देने में जा, कोई किसी विद्या में, किसी भी चीज में. अभी हमने देखा हमारे संजय जी ने हवन करवाया, उन्होंने, हम चाहते हैं सबकी उन्नति हो, सब आगे आगे बढ़े. किसी के आगे बढ़े तो कोई ईर्ष्या का भाव नहीं आना चाहिए. क्या कहा दयानंद जी ने, सबकी उन्नति में अपनी, उसकी उन्नति में बगल वाले ने घर बढ़िया बना लिया तो उससे खुश हो, जलन नहीं होनी चाहिए. ये भाव इन्होंने इसमें रखा. संक्षेप में बोल रहा हूं, अब है कंफ्लिक्ट आ जाते हैं. सोसाइटी रूल्स एंड पर्सनल फील, सब मनुष्यों को सामाजिक सर्वितकारी नियम पालने में प्रयत्न देना. 10 बजे यहां सत्संग लगता है, सबको 10 बजे यहां पहुंच जाना. अब 9:30 बजे घर में आप क्या कहते हैं, आप कारपूल से आएंगे या अकेले आएंगे, दैट इज योर पर्सनल फ्रीडम. जो चीज मिलकर करनी है वो एकदम, उसमें कोई गड़बड़ नहीं हो सकती. तो जो सामाजिक नियम है वो सबके ऊपर लागू होंगे, और जो आपकी फ्रीडम वाली चीजें हैं, आपका पर्सनल अफेयर है, काला सफेद शर्ट पहन के आना है या ब्लू शर्ट पहन के आना, ये आपका काम है, ये आपकी फ्रीडम. तो ये सब चीज का एक तालमेल है. महर्षि दयानंद ने एक पेज पर, मैं क्या बोलूं इसको, बड़ा गजब का व्यक्ति है. आई जस्ट वॉन्ट टू गिव यू अ बिग पिक्चर. आप सबसे आई विल अर्ज यू, कभी आप इस हॉल में आए अकेले में या घर में कोई भी आय समाज की किताब होगी ना तो ये होगा, जैसे ये है आपके साथ. आप सब बहुत, व्हेन यू हैव पीसफुल माइंड, इस एक पेज को जरा ध्यान से देखिए, ध्यान से देखिए 15-20 मिनट और समझिए. ट्राई टू फिगर आउट दैट ह्यूमन बीइंग, उसका दिमाग में क्या फ्लो चार्ट चल रहा है, वो क्या हमें देना चाहता है. तो लेट्स सी इट अगेन, ए क्विक ओवरव्यू. पहले नियम से वो हमें बताना चाहता है, मैंने इस संसार में आंख खोली है, आज मैं होश में आया हूं, ये चीजें हैं, चीजों के एक नियम है, रोज सुबह सूर्योदय होता है, इसको हित और सत्य बोलते हैं, तन सत्यन चा विद्या. यही है यूनिवर्स, पदार्थ है और पदार्थ के पीछे की सत्य विद्या, ये सब मुझे दिख रहा है. और मैं अंदर क्या भावना होनी चाहिए, जिसने मुझे इस संसार में भेजा है उसने ये सब बना कर तैयार रखा है. द थिंग्स एंड द करेस्पॉन्डिंग नॉलेज ओरिजिनेट फ्रॉम दैट परमेश्वर. और उसके सारे ईश्वर सच्चिदानंद स्वरूप निराकार ये सारे गुणों का आप ध्यान रखेंगे. वो मैं ज्यादा विस्तार से नहीं जा रहा, चीजों से पता चला वो एक ईश्वर है, ईश्वर दयालु है. जैसे मुझे माता पिता ने मेरा ध्यान रखा, मेरी पढ़ाई का इंतजाम किया, सब चीजों का, वैसे ही वो परमात्मा भी है. और उसने मुझे ऐसे ही नहीं भेज दिया है, मुझे अपने साथ एक संदेश भी दिया है, वेदाज दैट रिवील्ड वर्ड. और वो बहुत आवश्यक है. पशु पक्षी के लिए उसका मतलब नहीं है, बिकॉज मेरे लिए है. बिकॉज आई एम ऑलवेज कन्फ्रंटेड विद द ड्यूअलिटीज ऑफ राइट एंड रॉन्ग. सत्य और असत्य क्या है, तो उसका एक बेसिस चाहिए. एंड एज ए ह्यूमन बीइंग, एज ए इंडिविजुअल ह्यूमन बीइंग, आई एम बेसिकली गोइंग विद टू फोल्ड फंक्शन, एक्विजिशन ऑफ नॉलेज एंड एग्जीक्यूटिंग कर्म, ज्ञान और कर्म. और दूसरे नियम में एक बहुत बड़ी बात आ गई थी, आज मैंने छोड़ दिया, उसी की उपासना करनी. उपासना क्या है, बड़ी अजीब सी चीज है. 24 घंटे हम बॉडी और माइंड इंस्ट्रूमेंट से, तन और मन से, ज्ञान और कर्म का सिलसिला चलता रहता है. और यह पशु पक्षी का भी चलता है. आई एम मेकिंग ए वेरी वेरी पावरफुल स्टेटमेंट, आप हैरान हो जाएंगे. और यह महर्षि कपिल का सांख्य का स्टेटमेंट है, इसलिए आपको बुरा लगे तो गाली मुझे मत देना, उसको देना. कपिल ने क्या कहा, एज ए ह्यूमन बीइंग यदि आप उपासना नहीं करते तो आप पशु पक्षी जैसे हैं. क्योंकि ज्ञान और कर्म वो भी करते हैं, आप भी करते हैं. ह्यूमन बीइंग्स आर डिफरेंट फ्रॉम देम अदर स्पीशीज ओनली बिकॉज आई कैन डू उपासना. अब उपासना को लेकर बहुत कंफ्यूजन है. मोटे तौर पर मैं कह दूं, उपासना का मतलब है बैठ जाना without and not to use your body and mind, to bring your body and mind inactive. Jnan aur karma mein body and mind are active, and when you choose not to use these instruments you are in upasana. Aur har manushya ko ye upasana karni chahiye, and har manushya ko ye ved ka jnan samajhna chahiye. Ye maine bataya knowledge and karma ki disha mein एज एन इंडिविजुअल. अब चौथे और पांचवें में क्या है, एक जब मैंने देख लिया ये है, इस संसार में आया हूं, उसने भेजा मुझे, उसने मुझे वेद से जोड़ा भी हुआ है, अब मैं ज्ञान और कर्म में लगा हुआ हूं, दैट इज नंबर 4 एंड नंबर 5. उपासना भी मैं करता हूं, नंबर 2 में आ गया हूं. अब हम अच्छे अच्छे लोग मिल गए, कलेक्टिव एफर्ट नंबर 6 में है, संसार का उपकार. देखिए उसका फ्लो चार्ट, एक व्यक्ति को कैसे इंस्पायर कर रहा है, और फिर अच्छे अच्छे व्यक्तियों को साथ लाके यू एनर्जाइज चैनलाइज योर एनर्जी इन ए पॉजिटिव मैनर. इन सो डूइंग हाउ विल यू इंटरैक्ट विद अदर्स, एंड व्हेन यू आर ऑल हैप्पीली एंगेज इन सम प्रोजेक्ट्स, योर प्रोजेक्ट का प्राइमरी एफर्ट शुड बी अविद्या करना. इसमें कोई ज्यादा आगे बढ़ जाएगा, किसी का कंट्रीब्यूशन ज्यादा है, किसी का कम है, लेकिन आपस में द्वेष नहीं करेंगे. एंड थ्रू आउट दिस यू आर सेकेंडरी, आपकी पर्सनल फ्रीडम भी आप मेंटेन करो, लेकिन जहां पर सोसाइटी के रूल्स आ रहे हैं उस पर भी ध्यान. मैंने सीमित समय में जितनी कोशिश की आपको ये सब बताया. महर्षि दयानंद के 10 नियम आय समाज के, यू शुड बी वेरी प्राउड ऑफ आय समाज, प्राउड ऑफ हिम. थैंक यू ऑल फॉर योर.